Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and the Cats host Illinois, Indiana, Purdue, and more in Big Ten play. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. And Transition is being brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Tomorrow on the show, Joe Ostrowski will join me. It's our regular Thursday show during football season. I'm looking forward to talking with Joe about all sorts of stuff. And then Jason Leisure will join us at 1 o'clock to talk about your Chicago Bears. Parkins and Spiegel have got the microphone from now until 6 o'clock. Boys, did you see that Drake LaRoche got married?
Oh, my God.
That's how old you are.
He looked like a young Ed Sheeran, and Ed Sheeran now looks like Timothy Busfield or from 30-something. So, yeah, time just
looks like a happy couple.
Yeah, it looked very happy.
Yeah, he looked very happy.
I don't appreciate that time keeps marching on. I don't appreciate
that. You've had enough of that?
I've had enough of that. As the father of a son who's about to turn 10.
Wow.
Right?
10.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, man. I mean, that makes you at least 65.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa.
No, you're
whoa.
Looking good. You're looking good.
You're looking good, Maverick.
Thanks, doing Goose.
Good. I don't know. Yeah.
But, sundown. Obviously sundown.
Yeah, come but on. Drake LaRoche, I mean, well, you know, leaders get married young. They really do.
They do.
That's true. They know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Will Adam Eaton be the officiant?
I didn't read the story yet. I saw Adam Eaton might be a coach.
Yes, for Joe Madden.
Joe, let's talk.
Nobody like you.
I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, that's a grindy presence. It fits. Yeah. Historically, you have somebody like that. He could be the Mickey Hatcher of his generation.
Sure.
As an assistant coach who bounces around and riles people up. Rex Hudler would have been a great coach on a staff in another parallel universe.
I'm glad he was an entertainer and just got the microphone. Adam Eaton got $7 million last year.
He sure did.
That really happened.
He from the White
sure
Sox.
Did.
Yeah,
they're like, that's a good idea.
$7 million
again,
last
he
season.
He sure did get $7 million.
Hey,
what a great gig.
And then they cut him.
Yeah, which I respected. You know,
I do respect them cutting him.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people like, come on, man, this is a terrible idea for a lot of reasons. So, and most of them were baseball reasons why it was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
And then you add in the interpersonal aspect of Adam Eaton, and it became an even worse idea. And then you add in the history of his interpersonal issues with your franchise. And it was an even worse idea. But they did it. And then you add in that you could have used that money to maybe put together something to go get Michael Brantley instead of Adam Eaton to play that position. It became an even worse idea.
Not that you have any leftover emotions about the White Sox flame out at all. Ah, yes, baseball. I remember baseball. Single game tickets on sale today for spring training games for both the Dodgers and the White Sox.
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
I wouldn't spend that money just yet.
Yeah, that doesn't. You've got more urgent needs when it comes to your dollars than games that probably aren't going to happen.
See, your boy Passan got angry, Danny?
I enjoyed the Passan piece. It was so fantastic.
I read the Passan piece.
The Passan passion has arrived. Welcome.
The passing passion.
Passing passion, my friend.
It's been 30 days and they haven't done a damn thing. Nobody's done anything.
Why don't they put Jeff Passan in charge of baseball?
How about it?
It's not a terrible idea if you ask me. No, but it's funny because we said, all right, March 1st, you said February 1st. We settled on February 15th. That's when we get concerned when about baseball missing games. I should have put a clause in the contract, like the passing clause. Unless Jeff Passan tells me to get worried first. Either February 15th or if Jeff Passan
now
sounds the alarm
to worry.
Sooner. It read like we should maybe be a little concerned.
Yeah, like a little concerned. Big pile of inactivity here. And, people worried about some other things. But that's okay. That's all right. At least the NFL is here with one more glorious regular season week.
And then the playoffs.
And then they have to move a game and... What did Washington change their name to? Wasn't that supposed to be done?
Oh, yeah. When is
it? I thought it was supposed to be like 1
tomorrow?
O'clock today.
No, February 2nd.
Oh, that's right. February 2nd.
But it's been scooped. They're the Admirals.
The Admirals, because WashingtonAdmirals.com takes you to the Washington football team website.
Yeah, and our guy Boomer Esiason, who's just breaking, reporting things all day, every day now, seemingly, he says that he has been told that it's the Admirals as well.
Okay. Well, good.
It's a good name.
Yeah, it's fine.
Named after the theater, am I right? Up on Lawrence?
I believe that's what it is.
That's a whole different...
I believe that's why
they... advertise here?
The Admiral?
They had to have.
No, Heavenly Bodies did.
I'm pretty sure that the Admiral
I've
did.
Never been in that place. It feels like...
Really?
Yeah. It feels like one of the classic...
I can't say the same thing.
Is there atmosphere there that needs to be felt? And just the atmosphere?
Oh, well... You can feel things there.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Atmosphere is a great hip-hop group.
Oh, man. It's a weird place. It's not okay. My favorite venue, the whole thing. But, that's impressive that you have not been to that Chicago institution as a man about town like yourself.
I'm not so much about town anymore.
No, I'm long since retired.
Can't get around much anymore.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Yeah. Whew. Well, anyway... We had an interesting day yesterday, Lawrence.
Yeah, I saw. I was in a information vacuum for a big portion of the day. I went and saw my parents and hung out with them and talked to them about all sorts of stuff. And they're like, my mom's like concerned. She's like, are they going to fire that young man that's the coach of the Bears? And I'm like, yes, they're probably going to fire. She seemed very concerned that he wasn't going to be okay. I'm like, he's fine. He's a millionaire. He's going to get another job doing something if he wants to do that. So then I get back and I recorded the podcast with Russ and Leisure yesterday. And I'm like, what's going on my phone? Like, why is Hub trending on Twitter?
Yeah.
And I was like, of course, the afternoon show. That's exactly why he's trending on the Twitter.com right now, because Danny Parkins and his partner, the feces throwing Matt Spiegel, was out here muckraking yesterday.
Look, my resting level of discomfort during a Hub segment has been well documented. Yesterday it was peaking. I sat idly by. I don't like to do that during an interview, but
sometimes you just have to.
Well, I mean, Danny understandably wanted to figure out exactly where Hub was coming from on the thing that he had said on Bernsey and Layla's show.
Danny is very much a dog with a bone. Sometimes you got to let him do his thing. You got to let him get to it. Because that's the part. That's some of the problems with partner shows.
It sometimes is a tough day for the bone.
Yes, it's true. And yesterday was wonderful.
I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization, your fan base the way he did, and be the most valuable player. Has he been the most valuable on the field? Yeah, you could make that argument, but I don't think he is clearly that much more valuable than Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp or maybe even Tom Brady. And so from where I sit, the rest of it is why he's not going to be my choice.
Hello.
See, now, this whole thing has played out in a way that shows the problem with our media, right? Because an 8-minute discussion on this
is distilled
down to 1.5 or 2 in a video, then it's distilled down to a quote on Pro Football Talk, then that's distilled down to a screen cap on a tweet, and then you've lost control of all nuance entirely.
There's a few things that we want to talk about, or I want to talk about. I don't know. And like I thought that the conversation that, yes, mostly was me and Hub were having was interesting. Like, I thought it was respectful, and there was disagreement, and at the end of the day, it was a sports opinion debate, but there was a news component to it,
mm-hmm.
because he has an MVP vote.
Correct.
Right? Like, this is not just disagreeing about sports. This is disagreeing about sports with... It's like when we had David Haw on to discuss his Hall of Fame ballot. There is a newsworthiness component to it, and so...
Because he's got that platform.
Right. That power... Right, it's power, it's responsibility. This we measure when I don't know if you watched the Manning cast of the Browns Steelers game, but Peyton was openly joking with Rodgers about, hey, you're not going to get any more MVPs after this one, right? Because this will be Rodgers' 4th, assuming he wins, and Peyton's the only one ever with 5. Like, it's clearly a part of Peyton Manning's legacy that he's the only player in the history of the league with 5 of them. And it's a thing that we use for hierarchy and sports debates and greatest of all time and Hall of Fame candidacy and money, right? These guys have these things tied into their contracts. So it does carry some newsworthiness and some merit. It matters in the context of how much ever you can say that sports matters. But what happened, which is unfortunate, is I thought that Pro Football Talk, Michael David Smith, did a very fair job. I thought his write-up was thorough and fair.
He usually is.
Yeah, I thought he was good. Like I thought that was a perfectly reasonable summation of the interview. And that is where my praise for our business ends. Other than actually, if I'm going to be, and I'm biased on this one, Nick Wright. Nick Wright went on Cowherd today, his own show, and Dan Patrick, and talked about it, and he listened to the entire segment because I told him to. And I thought he was great. But everybody else, Lawrence, including huge publications, Sports Illustrated, USA Today,
ESPN,
they just aggregated the Pro Football Talk story.
Yep.
That is so lazy.
It's what the business does, though.
I know that.
It's one of the reasons I love that we get a chance to exist in 15, 20-minute segments where we can have conversation.
Yeah, but like, and Pro Football Talk has made plenty of mistakes. They've made Mike Florio, you know, a millionaire many times over by being the king of aggregators and being like a one-stop shop for all football news that other people acquire, and they post it really quickly. So like, they are part of the problem in the macro, but I thought yesterday, this specific incident, they did a really, really good job with it and a fair job. But it's dangerous, like it, because this is sports. It's not really that significant, but that's how we got to the point where we're at with misinformation and half truths and sound bites and a lacking of context and nuance that, okay, fine, this is an MVP debate. It matters as much as it matters. It's no real big deal. But it's how media works now. It's just how news travels, because it is simply about the currency is clicks. And when the currency becomes clicks as opposed to context, nuance, fairness, right and wrong, all of a sudden, one thing gets said one place, you take that juicy snippet and you try to get it up as on many websites as you possibly can to steal that traffic. Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Pro Football Talk got more traffic out of our conversation with Hub than our own website. You know, because
probably because more people go there anyway, and okay, then more.
They
more
usually do link back to us.
But what I'm saying is, people is, don't.
Will they listen to the full interview?
They don't click through. No,
they don't click
they get
through.
The gist.
And
who
it's not
has
about
time?
Us. It's not about us getting the credit. It's about the context.
I mean, it kind of is.
Oh, sure. Obviously, a little bit of it is.
I mean, come on. You guys blasted it out all day yesterday.
We shared it, absolutely, but with the link to the full conversation.
Correct.
You know, like. Again, because it is news. He's one of 50 MVP voters. And Hub said today to Dan and Layla, like, he owns his opinion and he owns his vote. He understands how the game works. But seeing Sports Illustrated link Pro Football Talk and just using one of the quotes from Pro Football Talk, like, talk about how, like, a once mighty and proud, sports journalism institution has fallen.
Well, they've been bought,
man.
And sold and bought and sold, and nobody of consequence. Well, there's a few people, but very few people of consequence and writers of consequence still even work there. Yeah, no, the media is dying and the business is in decay, as we know. The problem is also
I don't think that that's accurate. I think that it's
shifting.
It's morphing, and yes. and not in the best way. Like, the media overall still exists, and it's still going to exist, but are we doing right by the consumer to do it in bite size when you don't have to? Like, that's the thing, and that's what I still love about our medium, where you can get into lengthy discussions that have some context and nuance into it. That being said, Hub owned the fact that he shouldn't have been talking about it. And he definitely shouldn't have been talking about it in that way. He didn't have to do that. Like, not every thought has to be shared.
Right. Well, that's the rarity here. Like, we all know this has happened forever in a million different circumstances of voting of any kind, and some things that you think are arbitrary or objective. No, of course people are bringing their biases to it. And no matter what the electorate was, what, you know, I see Dan Wetzel and others saying, that's it, done with media, voting for awards. It's like, our players wouldn't bring their biases? Some of the players might bring even more biases. That guy once called me...
Look at the NFL top 100 list.
Right? That guy once called me an MF-er on the field. No way I'm voting for him.
I don't want that guy to get that bonus
right.
for being MVP.
So, right.
He's already got enough.
So this was a moment where Hub said the quiet part out loud. It has reached the Packers now. Matt LaFleur commented on it earlier today, and then Aaron Rodgers commented on it about 5 to 7 minutes ago or so.
And we'll play it to start the show after Tanny's open, you know, but he name calls. He calls Hub a bum. But
Aaron Rodgers says that it's because I'm not vaccinated, that Hub is doing that because I'm not vaccinated. Let's have it vote for the most vaccinated player. That's not true. That is an unfair distillation of the comments by Aaron Rodgers himself. And now that will take over any nuance that it actually deserves.
Right, because people didn't listen to the segment. And that's why, and I know, Lawrence, like, part of what you're saying is true. We did blast it out, and I don't, you know, there is newsworthiness to it. But I wasn't responding to people until that charlatan bad faith actor, Clay Travis, took it as a screenshot and took the quote from Hub that I had sent out, which was about the offseason and how Rodgers handled it. And he made that, and he put that on the vaccine status stuff. And I was like, listen, at some point I felt like I had to draw a line in the sand and was like, our content is not going to be used for that type of propaganda without me checking it. Like, I can't stop him from tweeting what he tweets or saying what he says on his radio show, but at least if people go to his Twitter page, they see me directly refuting what he said as someone who clearly listened to the conversation because I had the conversation as opposed to him who clearly didn't. And so, like, you know, like that I can't stop Sports Illustrated. I can't stop the aggregation. I can't make... I had legitimately over 100 people tweet at me saying that I should lose my MVP votes. I was like, wait a minute.
Wait, when'd you get one?
Exactly.
Man, that's awesome.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
I want one so bad. I just want to vote on anything. Like, Big Ten Player of the Week, be fine. I just want to feel important. But seriously,
then you'd have to watch all the Big Ten games, man.
You're
not doing
that.
No, hell no, you're right.
Especially with a second kid coming.
Yeah,
that was
a poor choice of awards that I would want.
American League Central Player of the Week. Oh, wait a minute. That's also a poor choice.
No, I don't want that one either.
Cubs Player of the Month.
That's fine. Yeah, I can handle
that.
There we go.
See, you workshopped it. It works out perfect.
Found a good job, everybody.
Perfect. But no, it was – so that part, that's honestly where I felt bad for Hub. Not the on-air portion, which I thought was very respectful and just normal sports talk. Not that it got out there, because I do believe that there's newsworthiness to one of the 50 voters talking about it in that way. But the fact that it got aggregated and co-opted by a bunch of bad faith actors who are just in it either for clicks or moving on with an agenda, and then it's no longer your own. It's just, you know what I mean? It's just out there in the ecosystem.
Well, one thing I'm not pushing back. I just think that being careful on how we talk about some of this stuff. Like, when you say doing stuff just for clicks, it's a pejorative. Like, people look at it as a pejorative. But in all honesty, that's what we're all supposed to be doing. Like, it's supposed to be, people want to listen to a fun, interesting, entertaining show between 2 and 6, so they either click on or click the links of the Parkins and Spiegel show. I think we need to stop talking about it in a negative way.
Because we have now acquiesced to those terms of how the business goes.
Yes.
Yeah, this is what's happened when you've got big entities saying, all right, well, that's the field that's getting played on, so let's go play on that field too. I struggle with it all the time because I clearly could be better at branding my socials and getting more clicks on specific things or whatever. But what I want to do is draw people to this, draw people to the space where we are most comfortable, where we do offer the most nuance and theoretically and hopefully the most most entertainment. But you got to go play on that level if you're going to play.
And the other point that Danny made was spot on. And the term, like, bad faith actors, that's the problem. That is the problem. Like, it's not an organic curiosity or even criticism of some of these things. It's just people that want to inflame. And when you have folks like that, it makes it very dangerous, and it allows for information to not be presented without context or nuance.
Correct. And we're all in the business of clicks. You're right. That is true. We've done it too. Right? We see a quote come up on Twitter, and then we start talking about it, and we haven't heard the full press conference or the full interview because there's an immediacy to it.
Right, and so we fill in the blanks contextually and sometimes correctly and sometimes not.
Yeah, so I recognize the throwing stones in a glass house component of this conversation. You feel for your teammate and your colleague and your friend when he is caught up in that ecosystem. It was interesting to see the aggregation machine happen as quickly as it did, and it was not a lot to sift through. It wasn't particularly a confusing story, and it was just interesting.
Wasn't hard to find.
Like, you know, it was kind of amazing, frankly, how quickly. I stayed and talked with Shane and Tanny for maybe 4 minutes after you left, Speaks. Mm-hmm. I was heading down to my car by 6:07 yesterday after the show.
And then it was everywhere.
And it was on Pro Football Talk at like 6:03. You know what I mean? It was so fast how it all happened that, you know, it's just, we got to keep adjusting and realizing the ecosystem in which we're playing in. But it was weird, but we'll hear what Rodgers had to say. Because Lawrence, and I don't know how you feel about it, I do think there's actually like some interesting conversation to happen here, like about awards and how they're handled. And
yes, I agree with you.
You know, like, I
think that there, whenever we talk about some of the big awards, it always bothered me that because the Baseball Writers Association was in charge of the Hall of Fame, there were so many electronic media members that were worthy of Hall of Fame votes that weren't a part of it. And that always seemed weird to me. It always seemed weird that you had people like Vin Scully, for example, that were not able to vote on the Hall of Fame. And if you want to try and get a really big picture of baseball at large, it's always felt like a disservice to not have legitimate, credentialed people who follow these games vote for the Hall of Fame.
And yeah, it's true. And you have these different electorates for different levels within the same sport. And then you end up arguing one as a basis for another. I mean, how many times when we have Hall of Fame baseball conversations, which Danny loves, by the way, how many times when we have those conversations, we say, well, he was a 7-time Gold Glove Award winner. And then when the Gold Gloves come up, we say, this is ridiculous.
Right.
Right? So, because they are sometimes ridiculous. So, yeah, you've got a lot of different ways that we elect and decide certain things, and it leads to incongruencies, that's for sure.
I think it's fair to have those conversations. I think that you guys are on point when wanting to say, well, wait, well, let's take this to the next logical level, having had the conversation with Hub about it, and then what happens. But unfortunately, the other part of it is insidious. It's insidious because of the people that Hub is now going to have to interact with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Yes.
The internet just moves too, man, at a rapid pace. You know, like if we had just had that conversation on the radio, maybe it gets picked up, maybe it doesn't. But you put it out there into the ecosystem of Twitter and it's a ball game. You know, I don't think that is wrong, because I think this is not a sports debate. There's newsworthiness to one of 50 MVP votes, which is what Hub said today when he was on with Dan and Layla. He's like, I get it. I own it. I said what I said, and we'll see what happens from here. But I'll be fascinated to see how this MVP award shakes out, by the way. You can only vote for one person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is
a crazy thing in and of itself, that an NFL MVP is one person, whereas MLB MVP is what, 15? Or at least 10?
Yeah, I think you can vote 10 down the ballot.
I think you vote 10, and that's why you end up seeing 15, 20, or even more people, because however many people are getting down ballot votes.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. So we will we'll discuss that, and Boomer Esiason was talking about us in New York today, but not about the Hub story, about a Matt Nagy story. And so we get, you know, what the hell's going on with the Bears? Mark Grody's going to join us a little bit later on in the show. More names get thrown into the Matt Nagy replacement mix. Weird day today, Lawrence.
Yeah, Justin Fields talking about his season with Matt Nagy was interesting, too. We'll hear that and discuss.
I hope he writes a book about it, Tuesdays with Nagy.
Yeah. So that's what we got, man.
All right, boys, have a show. I will talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.